This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, a freezing Friday, where apparently half the country is about to go into the ice storm that's going to end us all. But we're not going to talk about that tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to get another little preview as to what the communists might do if they take power back. We're going to talk about another reason they lie so boldly. The five-year-old boy apprehended by ICE. You have so many great questions. In fact, I'm going to dig into one right away. Controversial. Why should I bother voting GOP if they're just going to screw us over? What's going on with Don Lemon? Is he trying to get back in the fold? We're going to talk about proper bathroom etiquette after that little rant yesterday. System disruptors. Why do they even have these hearings in the House? All that, so much more, including sanctuary cities. How's that even legal? So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin with this, because right now there is yet another disheartening thing coming out of D.C., something that makes you slump your shoulders and go, ugh. Why do I even bother? They're voting on all these different funding bills going through Congress. Do we fund this? How do we fund DHS? Do we fund this? And anytime there is a large bill, and all the bills are large now, a trillion here and 800 billion there. Anytime there is a large bill, there will be every single time all kinds of sick, evil things in it that we should never fund. And they're wrong. And so there will be a bill that sounds good, and some Republicans, for the right reasons, will vote against it. There will be a bill that sounds bad, and some Republicans will vote for it. And what happens in these situations, and you go through this all the time, I know you do, I do as well, is you'll see a headline or a social media post by somebody, maybe even somebody you trust. So, for instance, let's say there's a bill, the CRIS Act. The CRIS Act, it has a lot of really good stuff in it that you would love. The CRIS Act has $100 billion for more ICE agents and deportations. Woo! Sounds good, right? The CRIS Act. Wow, that's awesome. The CRIS Act also has a little tax cut in there. A 1% tax cut for everybody. Wow, that's awesome. 1% tax cut. Great. Okay. What else is in the CRIS Act? The CRIS Act is going to build 5 more aircraft carriers for the country. Oh, all right. I'm all in. National defense. And the CRIS Act has $50 billion for child tranny surgeries in Uganda. What? Wait, what? All right. So, child tranny surgeries in Uganda. Now, here's what you experience every day. I do too, especially when these funding bills are going through. You will wake up in the morning and you'll grab your phone or you'll turn into the radio or watch TV, and somebody will say, ha, Congressman Corey just went out there and voted against $100 billion for ICE. Corey is against ICE.
Now, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Maybe Corey had a problem with the child tranny surgeries in Uganda, and that's why he voted against it. Or vice versa. Maybe it'll be somebody who votes for it. Hey, this guy, he voted because he wanted 5 new aircraft carriers. But the headline you read on Facebook or Twitter is, Congressman Corey just voted for tranny surgeries in Uganda. And the ugly truth of life, and I'll get to the actual email, the ugly truth of where we are now in life in the United States of America is this, and I've said this to you many times before, it's hard to accept, but it's true. When a government is this corrupt, when Congress is this corrupt, lobbyists are this corrupt, when we get to a point as a country where there is this much corruption in our federal government, it is not humanly possible for them to pass a good bill. You are stuck with this, and I am stuck with this, and it drives me crazy, just like it drives you crazy. You and I are stuck with this. You can either vote no on everything, because there's so much bad stuff on everything. And if that's what you would do, I support you, by the way. I totally get it. I'm not going to support child tranny stuff in Uganda. You can vote no on everything, or you can weigh every bill that comes down and try to decide, as a member of the House or a United States Senator, you can weigh every bill that comes down and try to decide, well, does the good outweigh the bad? And then you vote yes or no. But this doesn't just apply to what's happening right now with this funding bill or that funding bill, and these Republicans voted against this and those Republicans voted against that. This will be the case for every single thing that lands on the desk of the House of Representatives unless they're naming a post office. Now, we should discuss, before we get to why should I even bother voting GOP, we should discuss this aspect of all this. Because this is a very real thing that we also have to deal with. Why is it this corrupt? What is it? Well, Washington, D.C., the stats are well known that I forget what the number is, but it's something like 9 out of 10 of the richest counties surround D.C. It's some number like that. I screwed that up, but you understand what I mean. Is absurdly wealthy. The Washington, D.C. area is absurdly wealthy. I've told you this story before. When I was running for Congress, I'd never been to Washington, D.C. I flew back there to raise money, and this was during the Great Recession. This is back in that 2008-2009 thing when businesses were closing all over the place and people were out of work, and it was really bad. And I went back into D.C., and I was mortified because everything was brand new. And everything was being built, and the roads were beautiful, and brand new buildings. And it was very clear that while the rest of the country was suffering from some sort of a recession, they weren't suffering at all. They were living high on the hog. How does that happen on a city or in a city that doesn't have any industry outside of tourism? You realize that? Washington, D.C. produces nothing. The only industry is tourism. How do they get their money? How are there all these new buildings, new businesses, beautiful roads? That's all our money in the end. That's all money the government took from you and took from me. Now, what happens after they take it from us? The government ends up with this huge pot of gold full of your money. And people, businesses, industries, lobbyists, they start to want that pot of gold. They want to stick their hands in it and grab a big old handful for themselves. So they move to Washington, D.C. They set up shop in Washington, D.C. And their job, whatever your job is, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom or something, but their job every day, oftentimes legally, their job every single day is to sit down and figure out how they can stick their hands in your pot of gold and grab your money. And so you'll have this country lobbying for this, and this industry lobbying for that, and this NGO lobbying for this, and this group lobbying for that, and they're all, and they're in the office of your congressional representative, and they're in the office of your senator. Senator, you don't understand. We really need $100 billion for our Somali refugee NGO, because we really want to move them into your area so they can steal all the taxpayer. But this is how it works. And it's not just all bad ones, keep in mind. There are ones you like that are in there. Hey, we want better guns for the troops. The troops need better weapons. How about you give us some cash? We'll develop the, again, some of it you like the sound of, some of it you don't. But why is there so much wealth in Washington, D.C.? Because they are there to steal from us. Why is there so much rotted filth in every single bill they pass? It's because the members of the House of Representatives and the United States senators help those organizations steal from you and me, because it helps keep getting them elected. That's how the sausage is made. And I hate it. And you hate it. But that's how it is. Now I'll get to the email about voting GOP next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday, and that's Dr. Jesse Friday tackling the questions right now. But you know what? Let's actually get to the question. We were just talking about legislation. There's all these bills getting passed through, and this guy voted against it, and you're mad. But this guy voted for it, and he had good reasons, and you're happy. The headlines and what's in it. So this guy said, "Hey, Jesse and Jewish Chris, I love your show. Thanks for what you're doing. I'm a lifelong registered Republican. In the past, several elections have been very difficult for me to vote. Don't get me wrong, but the most idiotic Republican is better than the communist Democrats. Why should I vote for the GOP if they do not do anything but try to destroy the great country, so on and so forth? They had all last year to at least try to rein in these corrupt judges. Just yesterday, Mike Johnson said now would not be a good time to look into doing something with these judges. Sure, the GOP has done good things these past year, but the judges are tearing everything President Trump has implemented apart, and the GOP simply refuses to do their friggin' job. All right, I'll address the judges first, and then we'll talk about voting GOP or not. Why should I vote GOP? Now, you're not going to love hearing this. Nevertheless, it's not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. There's nothing Mike Johnson can do about the judges. Nothing. And you know this, I'm not exactly a GOP super fan, and I'm most definitely not a Mike Johnson super fan. But the Republican Party does not have the votes to remove a judge. Even if they get an impeachment vote through the House of Representatives, and I want to stress if, even if they impeach him in the House. Remember, impeachment is not removal. Those are two different things. The House of Representatives impeaches. Then the Senate has to vote to remove. Donald Trump was impeached twice. Never removed, because the Senate didn't vote to remove. I agree with you about the judges. They're a huge problem. A huge problem. The Republican Party does not have enough votes to remove the judges. They simply do not. There aren't enough Republicans in the Senate. There probably aren't enough Republicans in the House. And the Republicans we do have, lots of them, mainly Republicans from red states that could replace these Republicans, will not vote to take these steps. We don't have the votes to remove judges. We do not. I wish we did. The judges were not put there by accident. You could argue, I'm trying to think if what I'm about to say is exactly how I feel, but I'll say this. You could argue that putting communist judges on the bench is one of the most effective things the communists have ever done in the United States of America. And you can tell by the breakneck speed they try to put them into the court system. Judges in our society, in most societies, judges have an insane amount of power. It's one of those positions, no matter what level of judge we're talking about here, you hold the power of basically life and death in your hands all the time. Think about what an awesome, setting aside all communism and all that stuff, think about the awesome power you have as a judge. If I were to make you a judge of whatever kind of cases, and every day, all day, you are there presiding over a case. Wow. Does this guy go to prison? Wife, kids, rest of his life. Do you keep him out of prison? You would feel an incredible sense of duty, would you not? I know some judges, good judges, and they do. They feel an incredible sense of obligation to society. It's that kind of an important role. What happens if you get a communist apparatchik sitting in that judge's seat with the judge's robes on? Let me introduce you to one of those judges, Monique Worrell, who let a very, very bad man go free, and now three people are dead.
Now, I have researched into this case since the latest event has taken place, and what I found is that that individual was sentenced to conditional release, and that conditional release was that he would continue treatment with an outpatient community partner. My understanding is that that treatment was originally costing $7 a month, and that after a period of time, that $7 a month bill went up to $150+ a month, and that the individual was no longer in compliance with his treatment because of inability to pay for that treatment. And now here we are with individuals who need mental health treatment and don't have access to that treatment. Bad things happen, and that's what we're dealing with.
That's a communist foot soldier in a judge's robe who lets murderers go free to go slaughter your family members, and she doesn't feel the slightest bit bad about it. She feels like that's her job. And communists in this country, just like they do in every communist country, have installed those judges at every level they can in our justice system. That is not a problem where a quick fix exists. I'm sorry. It doesn't. It doesn't exist. We'll talk about voting GOP in a moment, then we'll move on, make fun of Don Lemon and talk about that. I want to talk about this one. Jesse, last year I started the Chalk Vitality Stack and switched to Pure Talk. Guess who did not have phone issues when Verizon went down yesterday? He said, let the bar eat, and I will. You know, when I talk to you about Pure Talk, I tell you about how they're led by a Vietnam veteran and how they're going to save you a fortune. My phone bill got cut in half. It's easy to think, well, okay, it must be cheap, crappy service then. They're on the same towers. The same towers. There is no reason not to switch to Pure Talk. You have 10 minutes. Switch right now during the break. You'll love yourself for it. Keep your phone. Keep your number. Dial #250 and say save now. #250, save now. Switch to Pure Talk. You'll feel better about yourself. Why vote GOP? Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. And ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So to finish this up, why vote GOP? I know you get angry and disappointed. I get angry and disappointed. I voted for you because you said you would do this. And now you're not doing it. I get frustrated and you get frustrated. This is not some defense of the GOP, but this is the simple, basic truth of the matter situation we've been placed in. It's not your fault, and it's not my fault. This is our situation. We love our house. We would love to keep our house beautiful. In fact, we'd like to improve our house. Our house is taking on water. If Democrats, whenever Democrats take power, that water is going to start to fill up the house really, really, really fast, to the point where we know, we can look at the water levels rising and we know if this continues, we will not be able to save the house. Just pause and think about the damage the Biden administration did with just 4 years. That was one term. One term of unchecked communist rule in this country. Joe Biden drooled on himself while communists like Anita Dunn tore through this country the way she'd always dreamt of. 4 years. What would another four have been? So we want that water level not just to stop rising. We want it to go down. I want all the water out so I can then clean up my house and make my house beautiful. That's what you want, and that's what I want. The GOP, we know now, we're not naive. The GOP, when elected, they don't reverse it. They don't bail water. In fact, they still let water in. It slows down. That's what it does. The rising of the water slows down when Republicans are in, buying us time. What do we do with that time is the question we should be asking. Because that's all voting GOP does. It buys you a little more time before the country collapses. The time we have to use it reforming the GOP and turning it into a party that will actually drain the water out of the house. That's why I vote the way I vote. I want to again stress what I've told you many times before. Your vote is the only political power you have in this country, beyond spreading the truth and working on campaigns. I'm talking about actual tangible political power. Your vote is the only political power you have. You vote not how I say, not how I do. You vote what's on your heart for your own reasons, and don't let anybody tell you you're wrong. It's your vote. It's the only power you have. Don't lend it out to me or anybody else. It's your vote. Why do I vote GOP? That's why. I am voting GOP to stop the rising of the water and, Lord willing, using that time to reform the GOP into something that is actually anti-communist and will drain the water from the house. I fully acknowledge that is not the GOP we have now, and I acknowledge this. It's not going to be the GOP we have tomorrow. It's just not. Reforming a party means bouncing people out in the primaries. That's what it takes to reform a party. We have to win primaries with actual anti-communists. But that is a huge uphill climb because you need money. You need name recognition. You need lazy red state GOP voters to get off their fat butts and go vote in the primary. And only about 25% of them do that. And most of those go out and vote for the same freaking loser who's in there now. So they go vote for Mike Rounds and Lindsey Graham and John Cornyn and John Thune over and Chuck Grassley, John Kennedy, Cassidy. Over. I could go down the line. They go vote for these losers over and over and over again in the primary, or they don't vote at all. Our ultimate challenge is to reform the GOP and make it actually anti-communist. And the only way that happens is in the primary. But just like removing the judges, that takes time. And for people like you who see what needs to be done and want it done right now, taking time doesn't sound like an option and doesn't seem necessary. Why do you need time, Senator, to vote for what's right? Why do you need time to pass the SAVE Act? You know, we're all hot on that right now. Pass the SAVE Act, pass the SAVE Act. Why do you need time on that? Because he sucks, that's why. Because he doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your values. He doesn't care about the country. He's a United States senator wearing $1,000 shoes. He considers himself to be a resident of Washington, D.C. He just knows every once in a while he needs to go pop into South Dakota and put on some Hunter Orange and shoot a couple pheasants and get on the television and tell you how much he loves God and guns. And he knows that there are enough stupid GOP primary voters who will run to the polls to vote for him again and again and again because they follow that same pattern every single time. Now, here's something that may make you feel better as we move on. There is something happening in the state of Texas right now. And if it happens, I want to stress the if, it may help reform the GOP faster. It pays to send a message in life. It just does. When we just snatched Maduro out of Venezuela using direct energy weapons and Delta Force, and we didn't lose a man, and it was just such an insanely impressive military operation. China and Russia have had several closed-door meetings since, I promise you, and they were very concerned meetings. How did they do this? What did they do? What do they have that we don't have? How were that? We sent a message, an important message. Texas right now has a Senate primary going on. Loser dork Senator John Cornyn, who voted for gun control, he's in GOP leadership in the Senate. He's a money-raising machine because he's a swamp machine. As of right now, it looks like he may very well lose his primary to Ken Paxton in Texas. Oh, but I don't like Ken Paxton. I don't give a crap if you don't like Ken Paxton. Do you have any idea what kind of a message that would send to the other losers in the GOP if one of our most powerful senators gets bounced in a primary because he screwed us over on a vote? It's not just that that would remove that barnacle John Cornyn from the United States Senate. That sends a message to Mike Rounds. That sends a message to Lindsey Graham. That sends a message to all of them. Hey, you better be careful, Jack. If you make us angry enough, if you screw us over enough, there aren't enough TV ads you can run to make us forget. Now, I'm not telling you John Cornyn is going to lose. He hasn't lost yet. He's spending millions and millions and millions of dollars. He's going to unload every single dime he has to try to convince stupid primary voters to vote for him instead of the other guy and keep him in the Senate. And if he does that, I will be so furious I may need to take the day off because I may grab the microphone and spike it off the desk on the air that day. I'll be that angry with Texans if they make that decision. But I don't think Texans are going to make that mistake. I think they're actually going to bounce John Cornyn, and that's way more important than Texas. Sends a message. Hey, we got a scalp. You want us to come get yours? We'll come get yours. It's important. Maybe there's enough chalk going around Texas that people have the energy to get this. That's probably what it is. It's probably that Texas is jacked up on testosterone now. No, not the needle in your arm kind. We're talking about natural herbal supplements from chalk. We all know there's a testosterone crisis in society. Men feel it, even if you haven't read the data, you know, like a science nerd. Men feel it. I'm tired. Brain's foggy. I'm sad a lot. Don't know what. It's because your T levels are low. It's because we drink estrogen. Reverse it. Reverse it and get them higher than they've ever been. I've got 80-year-olds emailing the show telling me their doctor can't believe their blood work. CHOQ. Natural herbal supplements from hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. I know who they're voting for in the Senate primary. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Get a subscription. You're 90 days away from feeling like a new man. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Let's talk about Don Lemon, elites versus streets, next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, churning through all these questions. Let's get to, you know what, we'll get pause on Don Lemon for a few. Let's get to this one, because I went off last night. I was upset because someone used the bathroom, the stall bathroom, walked out, did not even pretend to wash his hands, just walked right out. I just was so grossed out. Anyway, this guy says, Oracle, can you please share with your audience the proper public bathroom etiquette? If you suspect it's occupied, do you knock or jiggle the handle? If you're inside and someone does either of those two things, how do you respond? If it's occupied, do you wait outside or scurry away to a different bathroom? Any insight is helpful. So this is something that is, people do struggle with this. And I understand why they struggle with this. I do not struggle with this because there are pieces of me that are missing that are supposed to be in people. That's what Ob tells me. She tells me I lack shame. My mentor, Michael Berry, nationally syndicated radio host Michael Berry, friend and mentor, tells me that I have I'm a narcissistic sociopath. Isn't that what he called me, Chris? Narcissistic sociopathic personality, which is true. I admit that, but it does make life easier. Now, let's say you're in a restaurant, you're in a business that has one of those, it's just a one person bathroom, the door locks. It's very, very simple. You walk up to the door. If you're on the outside, you're of course going to grab the handle first. You see it's locked. There is, from this point on, nothing required of you. You step back, make sure you're a good distance from the door. This is not just out of politeness for the person inside. You don't want to be hit in the face with the boof in case they open up the door. Chris, what? I'm explaining something. You don't want to be hit in the face with the residue, I guess we could call it. You don't want the boof to hit you in the face as soon as they open the door, so you just step back an appropriate distance. People, you asked if you should scurry off. People scurry off because all human beings, well, I should say most normal human beings, I don't have this, get embarrassed that they have to use the bathroom. Women are especially like this. Dimes are, it's just how they operate. I think Aubrey would prefer if the whole family left the house and went across town when she had to use the bathroom. I don't understand it. Nevertheless, it's something people go through. You don't have to do that. That person's using the bathroom. You don't have to feel embarrassed about using the bathroom. You step back a little bit. Now, the more important lesson here is the person inside the bathroom. Let's say you're in there, and you know I really don't like public restrooms, as I've expressed. People are disgusting. They don't wash their hands. It's really, really gross. So I will avoid using the public restroom at almost any cost. If I am in the public restroom and I'm going to work in there, I had no other options. Getting home was not an option. I had no other options. Somebody jiggles the handle. That's very understandable. I'm going to assume from here they're going to take a step back and wait. Now it's just a matter of timing. If they jiggle the handle again within 5 minutes, I would say a 5 minute timer. If they jiggle the handle again, I'm going to loudly inform them that the bathroom is occupied. I'm not going to call them names or something because for all you know, there's somebody out there who has the Hershey squirts or something and they're just dying. They're in pain. They need to get in there. I understand that person may be in physical agony. I understand it completely. So I'm not going to try to start a fight over the whole thing, but that person has to be informed that I am in here and I need some time. Clearly, you can choose to move on or not. There's your bathroom etiquette. Hey, Bruiser, now that Don Lemon has lost so-called elite communist status and downgraded himself back to street commie trash,
Is there a way he makes it back to so-so elite because of his communist religion loyalty? Or is he just that dumb and thinks he's still relevant? All right. As you know, we talk about it all the time. There are elite communists and street communists. And street communists, if they pull the right levers, make the right moves, they can graduate into being elite communists. That would be big media personalities or politicians or getting some lucrative position at some communist nonprofit or something like that. Something that pays the big bucks. So let me clue you in on this, as you probably have already figured out. Do you know what percentage of street communists want to become elite communists? All of them. Every single freaking one. Because every human being on the planet wants something better in life. Not to say you're not content, and you should be content, somewhat content, but everybody has aspirations. Maybe you want a better frying pan, a bigger house, a nicer car, nicer vacations, whatever it is. Everybody has that. That's human nature. Communists are no different. They don't want to be on the streets smearing poop on themselves and screaming about deportations. They want to be in Congress. They want staffers, nice clothes, better food, invited to high society things. They all want to be elite communists. Don Lemon ended up with a job at CNN. Don Lemon is huge. He's really dumb. That's not being mean, Chris. Let me finish. He's really dumb. Let me tell you something I've told you before about television. Because, you know, TV is different than radio. I do both. Everyone knows I have a TV show every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the First TV. So I do both TV and radio. When I started doing media, I wanted to try both, and I assumed at least one would fail horribly. So I wanted something to fall back on, but I do both. There are huge differences between doing TV and radio. But with TV, this is a gigantic difference. Whereas radio is, well, you know what? I'll explain the whole thing, and I'll explain why you're seeing what you're seeing out of Don Lemon next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.